To place this reading in proper context, this is the Last Supper, and our Lord has just washed the feet of his disciples. So he's just made this incredible expression of love for them. And on this same occasion, our Lord will say to them, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." How does the Father love his Son? Eternally. Right from the very beginning, always. Infinitely. He loves him perfectly. There is nothing lacking in the Father's love for his Son. Unreservedly. The Father holds nothing back in loving his Son. And he loves him constantly and continuously. God the Father begot the Son, has always begotten the Son. He didn't just beget him from the start, but he continually begets him. He is always pouring himself out of love for his Son. And so Jesus says, "That's the way that I love you. I love you eternally, infinitely, unreservedly, and constantly." Now, with that in mind, we hear the last line that our Lord said today in the Gospel. "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him." Almost like there's this condition, like, if you love me, then I'm going to love you. What is our Lord saying in this moment? The Father loves you, and you know that. And I love you. If you love me in return, I can lavish my love upon you like never before. If you give me love for love, you can receive my love in a way that you never could have imagined. My brothers and sisters, one of the things St. Francis of Assisi he would do as he traveled from town to town, he would say, "Love is not loved." Right? There's so many Christians who profess they believe in a God who is love and they don't love him. When was the last time you said to our Lord, "I love you"? When was the last time from your heart you said, "Jesus, I love you"? Hopefully today. Hopefully you say it every day. Hopefully you say it often. If not, that's the kind of relationship our Lord wants with us. I remember Mother Teresa, she would try to instill this in her sisters. And she would say to them, "When you tell Jesus that you love him, don't just say, 'Jesus, I love you.' Say, 'Jesus, who lives in my soul, I love you. Lord, you who are with me always, I want to develop that relationship with you.'" I remember a lady one time, she said, "Father, I would like to spend an hour a day with our Lord in prayer." Right? That's my ideal, to make a daily holy hour. And she says, "Father, you know, it ends up like maybe twice a week I'm actually able to do that." And she says, "The other days, if I can't spend an hour, I feel guilty, and so I just don't go in at all." She says, "Do you think that's all right?" And I looked at this woman and I said, "Our Lord is the greatest lover." Right? If you don't have an hour, take 2 minutes just to come into the church when you drop your kids off at school, when you're passing by in the road. If you took a moment to come into the church and just knelt down and just said, "Jesus, I love you," imagine how that would thrill his heart. Anyone who loves wants to hear from their beloved, "I love you." That the tiniest bit of attentiveness means the world to them. My brothers and sisters, what does our Lord say he will do for those who love him? He says, "I will reveal myself to them. I will manifest myself." Just recently, I started reading a book on the new saint, St. John Paul II. And I came upon a story I'd never heard before. After he became the Pope, every year, bishops from all over the world travel to Rome for what is called an ad limina visit. So a bishop of a diocese makes that visit every 4 or 5 years. So in 1983, the bishop of San Diego made that journey to Rome, and he has a private audience with the Holy Father. And he says, you know, upon meeting him, you know, "Holy Father, it's such a gift to be here with you." And the Holy Father looks at him and he says, "We've met before." And the bishop of San Diego goes, "You know, you must have me mistaken for somebody else. I've never met you, Holy Father." He says, "No, we did one time." "Holy Father, I don't mean any offense, but I would have remembered meeting you." A few days later, while the bishops of California are still there, at an audience, the bishop, the Pope's secretary, goes up to this bishop and he says, "Excuse me, the Holy Father wanted me to convey a message to you. He said he remembered when he met you. In 1963, while you were here in Rome studying as a seminarian, you and a group of your seminarians went to a local church here in town. The Holy Father was a bishop in Poland at that time, and he was with a number of Polish bishops. They were leaving the church while you were going in, and you briefly met one another." And the bishop looks at me and says, "That is unbelievable. How does he do that?" And the Pope's secretary responded, "For John Paul II, to meet another person is to encounter God. He doesn't forget." One more quick example. Someone one time said to Mother Teresa, "Mother Teresa, what is it like to be a living saint?" Mother Teresa looked at this woman and she said, "I am so glad that you can see Jesus in me, because I see him in you also." How did John Paul II, how did Mother Teresa see our Lord in everyone? Because they loved him so much that he manifested himself to them in every individual. My brothers and sisters, the more we love our Lord, the more we will see him every single day of our lives. If we don't currently see him in another person, it's probably because we don't yet love him as we ought. And I close with this. Our Lord says today, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." He does not mean simply, you won't steal, you won't commit adultery, you won't kill. He means in every little way that we will seek to do his will in our lives. And my brothers and sisters, sometimes we think, you know what, I'm doing the big things, right? I haven't killed anybody, I haven't robbed a bank, I'm not. But the little things we neglect. The movies we watch. The television programs. You know, there's times where I go into someone's house and I go, "Oh my gosh, you're going to church on Sunday and you watch that?" The books that we read, the conversations that we hold. If you love me, you will want my will in every aspect of your life. Let us love him not just in word, but also in deed.